מבחינת פרק זין משנה חייס כזי שאמרו לא גרע ולא קטן אלא בינני זה הגור זה מה שחכם מגיע בשירה בכזי את הנעל for many different שירה such as if you eat a dub or is or something that's also such as chela you would be chai mak if you ate a kizai for the chela what size olive are we talking about? We're not referring to a large kizai nor a small kizai instead we're referring to a medium sized kizai which is a zayit called an agure agure meaning to say that the shemen is agur inside the zayit agur means that the shemen is nivla in the kizai it doesn't come out very easily if it would rain the shemen would not come out from the rain this type of kizai is a medium-sized kizayit, and that's the shirah kizayit that the Chacham were referring to. Kisar Shamru lo gdala v'lo ktana ela bingmas. That which the Chacham gave a shirah of a surah for an etzem from a mace, a bone from a mace, that the size of a bala, the dinet of matami b'magar b'masa, by touching it or by carrying it, but not b'oil. A bone the size of a surah will not be matami if you're under the same roof as that bone. Which type of surah are we referring to? Not a big surah, nor a small surah. Instead, we're referring to a medium-sized surah, which is a nidbaris, a wild surah that grows in the midbore, that's a medium-sized surah. Kadasha sha'amru l'gdola v'l'gtana ela b'ininis. Zoom it. That which the Chachamim gave a shir of a kadasha lentil for one of the shmona shratim, one of the eight shratim, that is mitame. Do you shratim on mitame? If you have a lentil worth of that shir, it would be tame b'magda. If you touched it, you would become tame. What's the size of the adasha the Chachamim referring to? Not a large adasha, nor a small adasha. Instead, the Chacham referring to a medium-sized adasha, which is an Egyptian adasha, is a medium-sized adasha. Kalam etatum levina tatuma ba'oyzei hamardea. All kalam that are metatum, that are movable, would carry over tuma from it if it's as wide as a mardea. A mardea is a staff that's used to goad oxen on when they're plowing. And the dinit, if there's a maze underneath a mardea, and underneath the same mardea there's something that's tall, the thing that's tall would become tame from the maze, and since they're both underneath the same cleat, the tuma would be carried over. Now, minat Torah, only if the maize is underneath the kli that's a tefach wide, would the tumah be carried over to anything else that's underneath the kli. But the Rabbanu were going to, that a mizeah that has the circumference of a tefach, even though the width is less than a tefach, the tumah would be carried over. And not just a mizeah, but any kli that is as wide as a mizeah, that's at least two exposed wide, which is a third of the tefach, the tumah would be carried over to anything else that's underneath that mizeah. Now, what the width of this mitzvah that we're referring to? Lo gadol v'lo katan ela benini. Not a wide mitzvah, nor a narrow mitzvah. Instead, the Chacham we're referring to a medium-sized mitzvah. Ezehi benini, what's a medium-sized mitzvah? Kol shei kepo tefach. A mitzvah that has the circumference of a tefach of a medium-sized mitzvah. And if there's a mace underneath the mitzvah, the tumor would be carried over to anything else underneath that mitzvah. And that would be true by any kelim hametatum, any movable kelim that has the width of a mitzvah at least two, exposed two finger width wide, if there's a mace underneath that kli, the tumor would be carried over to anything else underneath the same kli. Tachas Kelim Perek Yizayin Mishnah Tes Ama Shamru Ba'ama Habininus. That which the Chachamim mentioned, the measurement called an Ama many times in Shas regarding Shabbos and Erevin, for example, in order to be Chayav HaChatzos, you have to carry four Amas in Rosh HaRabbah. Every time the Chachamim mentioned Ama, they're referring to the Ama Habininus, a medium-sized Ama, which was 6 tefachim. As it was a smaller size amah, which was only 5 tefachim, which was used for certain measurements in the Beit HaMikdash. For example, for measuring the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech that was in the Hechel, they used a smaller size amah. And there were also 2 bigger size amah that were bigger than 6 tefachim. The mission will go on to detail those 2 bigger size amahs. Ushtei amahs hayu b'shushan habira. There were 2 amahs that were in Shushan habira. Now, we're not referring to over here Shushan, the capital of Persia. Instead, there was a room above the eastern gate of the Beit HaMikdash, which was called Shushan HaBira. And there was a diagram of Shushan HaBira etched into the gate of that room. And at the time when the second Beit HaMikdash was built, Persia ruled over Eretz Yisrael, and they insisted that they would etch Shushan HaBira into the gate in order that Klal Yisrael would have Moah HaMalchus, they would have fear of the Malchus, which was then Persia. Achaz HaKerem Mizrachis Tzvonis. V'achaz HaKerem Mizrachis Tzvonis. The 2 Amos that were in Shushan HaBira, one was in the northeast corner, and one was in the southeast corner. Shalkerem Mizrach Tzvonis Haitzu Yisera Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzva. The Amah that was down in the northeast corner of this room called Shushan HaBira was bigger than the Amah Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzva, half a finger width bigger than the Amah Shal Moshe. Meaning to say that the Amah, which is 6 tefachim, was measured on the arm of Moshe Rabbeinu. As an Amah means an arm, the length of the arm of Moshe Rabbeinu from the elbow was 6 tefachim, and that's how we measured out an Amah.
And this Amma was a half a finger width bigger than 6 Tzvachim. Sha'akam is Rachish Tzvaymetz, Ha'isa Yisera Alei Chati Etzba. Nintzik Yisera Shomaisha Etzba. And the Amma that was found in the southeast corner of this room called Shushan Abiru was bigger than the other Amma that was found in the northeast corner, Chati Etzba, half a finger width bigger than the other Amma. So it turned out that this Amma in the southeast corner was a full finger width bigger than the Amma Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have two Ammas that are bigger than the Amma Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. One is a half a finger width bigger, and one is a full finger width bigger than the Amma Moshe Rabbeinu. So Lama Amru Achat Gdola V'Achat Katana. As far as what do the Chachamim say that there's a bigger Amma and a smaller Amma? So what do we need an Amma that's bigger than the Amma Shal Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Mishnah answers. The reason why we need these bigger Amma, because when Umnim are working in the Beis HaMikdash, they're improving the Beis HaMikdash, and they take their schar, their wages from the Trumas HaLishka, and the money that is down in the Trumas HaLishka is Kodesh, and they're afraid maybe they took a little extra schar, they didn't do the amount of work that they claim they did, and they'll end up being Ma'a B'Hegdash benefiting from Hegdash Shalok Kedin, and they would have to bring the Korba Mila. So therefore, in order to ensure that they're not being Ma'a B'Hegdash, they would do a little extra work, and they would only charge for less work than they did. So therefore, when they did an Amma worth of work, they did an Amma and a Cheti Etzba worth of work, or an Amma plus an Etzba worth of work. And they would only take Schar for a regular Amma worth of work. So that way they're ensuring that since they're taking a little bit less than what they did, they're not going to be mauled from Hegdash. So that's why we need these two extra Ammas. As when they measured out the work that they're doing, they measured out the work according to one of these bigger Ammas, but when they took Schar, they made as if they only did a regular Amma worth of work. Now the reason why there were two bigger Ammas, one that was a Cheti Etzba more, and one that was a full Etzba more, the reason being is that when they were doing work with inexpensive material, they would measure out the amount of work they were doing with the Amma that was a full Etzba more than the Amma Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And they would taste hard if they only did a regular Amma worth of work. And when they were working with expensive material, such as Kesef or Zav, then they would measure out their work with an Amma that was only a Cheti Etzba more than the Amma Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, and they would take wages as if they did only a regular Amma worth of work.